think I'm out of my mind.
Medford, you've done it again.
Oh, Medford.
A lovely sunny day.
A lovely day, so cold. Today I saw green buds on plants on my way here, and it was
so exciting.
It got me excited for spring.
Well, we're supposed to have a shorter winter, right? Isn't that what?
Is that what Punxsutawney Phil guaranteed?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm holding him to it. Well, good morning. On this Friday at 9 a.m., you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much to Ryan for the last hour of jamming.
Woo!
And we've got another hour of jamming for you. As always, my name's Andrew. This is my sister, Emma.
I'm Emma. And just a little heads up for those who were listening in last week. As you may know, we did sort of the alphabet genre challenge, and we are not finishing that this week, but maybe we'll finish it up next week. We'll sort of see where the show takes us.
Yeah. We like to build up expectations and then surprise everybody, yeah, including me. I kind of forgot that had been the plan.
Yeah, I texted you. I was like, so are we just playing? Because I figured you had just forgotten.
Yeah, I had forgotten. So no theme this morning except for music. And so we started with Snow White by Sjogren off of the new Win 20 EP released extremely recently. Then we had Peaches by Delicate Steve off of his EP Cowboy Stories. Really recommend checking out Delicate Steve. Such a treat. Next, we're going to do Ezra Bell with Pick a Place and Read, followed by The Toon Yards with Powa, and then The Very Best with Warm Heart of Africa. To pick today's music, I went to the bottom of my liked songs on Spotify and just did a little trip through time. So, without any further ado,
enjoy
Pick a Place and Read by Ezra Bell.
Well, I said take it all, leave it, and she left it on the bedroom floor. There was quiet in the corners, there was trouble in a bag behind the door. And all the lies too oft repeated, they were seated in repose upon the porch. And in the midst of all this clamor is the struggle to remember us before. Now that you're holding up your diary, every time we meet, saying this may be the single saddest book there'll ever be. Sit down beside me, pick a place and read, and I will hear you, and I will hear you. And on that day you took your turn, I sat with loneliness relearned, hungry as the desert sun, darling of the dew and drunk. All the bad news that can fit jumps in my ear and does insist that these things always end like these, like these, oh, 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 these, like these. Well, we knew the desert song, darling of the dew and drunk, and all the bad news that can fit jumps in my ear and does insist these things always end like these, like these, oh, 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 these.
show. All your shadows lined up in a row. All your favorite books, your favorite BLO.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Just to fill on what we've been listening to, that was the song Plumage by the band Menomina, off of the album Moms, which I think is such a fun combination. Menomina's Moms. Plumage. Off of Menomina's Moms. And we're almost to the end of my half hour.
God.
But we're going to finish strong, first with Fever by Night Panther off of the release Night Panther. And then I'm Waiting for the Man by the Velvet Underground, a classic.
Nice.
And then we're going to turn it over to Emma. But first,
why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack your computer's camera to spy on you. If you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Excellent. And here we go. Night Panther, Fever in 5, 4. Three, two, one.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Back we are again. Andrew's set.
Doing our little hello, hello thing to make sure the mic's on.
As you know, has finished. I think it was pretty clear given the abrupt change and just sort of
quality.
Good versus bad. So first on my set was Anything Could Happen by The Clean. And then we had...
It's off this new record label that Emma's been really into recently. I just learned. She loves the record label stuff.
Actually, yeah. Called The Flying
Nun. The Flying Nun.
The Flying Nuns. And then we had Sonny Smith. Wolf, like, howls from the bathroom. Bathhouse.
It's pronounced Sonny. That's a spelling of the name Sonny.
And then the last one was T-54 with Return of the Worm from this really cool record label. Next we're going to be exploring some of the Courtneys. Actually just one song, but it's really good. Been super into them recently. And then I'm sort of going to take the pace down a little. And then we'll vamp it up at the end. So we'll see how that goes.
A sine curve.
So here we are with Mars Attack by the Courtneys. Enjoy.
Up this morning, August 3rd, It's been a pretty slow and uneventful summer. Went to visit a friend in Santa Fe. Went to New Orleans and went to see my family. Woke up this morning and it occurred I needed one more track to finish up the record. I was feeling out of fuel and uninspired. Laid in my bed too long, a little down, a little tired. Met my girl and we walked down Union Street. I was scattered and my head was in a bunch of places. Bought a $350 pair of lampshades. And we ate at Perry's and I ordered crab cakes. Blue crab cakes, blue crab cakes. She said I seemed distracted and asked what was going on with me. I said I can't explain it, it's a middle-aged thing. She said okay and ate her eggs Benedict. And I looked at the walls cluttered with sports bar shit. Sports bar
shit. Sports bar. It's so
Back, finishing up our show now
with a bit of a roller coaster from Emma.
Yeah, sorry for that little interlude back there. This is Andrew and Emma with Northwest McKenna, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So, last couple of songs we listened to, just for a quick recap, we had Sun Kill Moon with Ben's My Friend. Highly recommend their repertoire. And then Buke and Gace with Houdini Crush. And then just now we were listening to Sviatoslav Richter. He was performing one of Alexander Scriabin's compositions. Scriabin is a Russian composer, and Sviatoslav is one of the most famous piano players of all times, I would argue. To finish off, we will be listening to The Very Best with their song Julia.
Yes, while we transition into Tali with The Void, who you should be hearing next.
Yeah. All right, enjoy.
Lepera gumbenya ine uchitsiru chitenga maso wangu.